didn't have the ability to take all these different electronic forms, we wouldn't have such diverse life.
I remember I told my friend, if I ever try heroin, I would do it with you. And I went to his place, I called him. I was like, hey man, how you doing? He said, hey, who is this? It's me. Why are you calling me? Oh, I was just seeing how you're doing. You doing okay? How are you doing? I'm doing all right, man. But to be honest with you, I was calling because I'm curious. I'm curious about something. Well, what's that? See, I'm curious. All right, to be honest, I'll be straight up with you. I was doing Oxy. And I was wondering if you had something. He said, oh, okay. I'm gonna have something in a few days. Give me a call back in a few days. Okay, all right. Thanks, man. Boom. Done.
Yeah. I mean, if it weren't for Haber Bosch inventing ammonia synthesis in 1909, I mean, it's obviously not the situation that we would have 8 billion people on the planet and then suddenly 4 billion would die. We just wouldn't have gotten to that point, probably. It was also just the time of industrialization. The chemical companies made a lot of money with dyes, and they were looking for new things. That didn't have to happen that way. The production could have come along at some other point when you didn't have such industrialization, or could have come later when we had more efficient processes, maybe, or access to different methods of production. This obviously gets to the question of who is responsible for scientific discovery, right?
100 million tons of synthetic fertilizers created each year by the method. For nearly all of the 7.6 billion people on Earth, it has been calculated that half of the nitrogen atoms in our bodies come from a Haber factory. It is perhaps the greatest scientific discovery in history. They said that he pulled bread from the air.
As soon as I got off the phone, I was like, all right, he knew what I was talking about. I'm pretty sure we're both on the same page. A few days went by and he called me and said, okay, I got it. He got back to me and I'm like, okay, great. I went over there. I drove there and it was Halloween day. And I saw someone else from the school there. And we told each other, we won't say anything to anybody. And basically went in there. And he was shooting up. He was shooting up there. I was surprised right away to see this. He tied off and he was slapping his arm. And he had a needle in his arm. And he was like, do you need me to shoot you up? I said, I don't even know.
The way that the Western world, I can't speak for the other parts of the world, but for the Western world, the way that we have for centuries have now been very interested in finding things out and creating new knowledge and a lot of money and resources going into science, someone's going to figure this stuff out eventually. To place the blame, Fritz Haber just happened to be there at a certain time when he could make this tiny little step, right? If Fritz Haber hadn't done that before the First World War, probably would have been someone else. He could have gotten killed in the First World War, that's all. They could feed the world. You could make explosives. And there was already tensions in Europe in 1909. Someone was going to come up with a way of doing this. So whether there was a better way of doing it, I think depends a lot on maybe not who, but when and under what circumstances this knowledge was found.
His receiving of the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1918 for having discovered a method to synthesize ammonia provoked an outcry in England and France, where his name was closely associated with the organization of chemical warfare. Haber's wife, Clara, a chemist herself, was appalled by her husband's research. The explosives he was manufacturing were horrific enough, but his work on poison gas represented the final break. She condemned this perversion of the ideals of science as a sign of barbarity, corrupting the very discipline which ought to bring new insights into life.
I put the needle in, and you pull back to see if there's blood in there, inside the vein, and then you start pushing it in. And then I looked at it a little bit. Then at the very end, pull back again one more time to make sure, you know, the blood came back in and pushed in the rest. It takes about 5 seconds, maybe 3 seconds. Pulls out the needle within 1, 2, 3 seconds, 4 seconds. You feel this euphoric, intense rush that's unlike anything you can ever explain to somebody unless they try it. It would be 100% impossible to explain unless someone went through something that was similar. It was like hitting a brick wall. But this is the ultimate punch in the face. The ultimate feeling of getting high. You don't. One doesn't know what getting high is until you shoot up heroin. And I'll never regret saying that. And I'll never take that back. It's the best feeling that I've ever had until this day. Yeah. It was all those things, this euphoria, a blast of dopamine, serotonin. Imagine being on a roller coaster, flying down a hill, whatever you like, jumping out of an airplane, winning a prize at a carnival, watching your kids blow out their candles for the first time on their birthday. Watch them take their first steps. Imagine all of that, pushing this 1 5-second moment. And all of that, boom. And that's probably the best way to describe it. It hits you really hard, and it's like, whoa. And it's like, boom. And it's like, yeah. And it's like, okay. You know, are you okay? And it's like, oh yeah. Stop, stop, stop. You wake up. Wake up. Wake up. I'm fine. I'm fine. Just let me nod. You want to. People like, you know, don't wake him up. It's like, no, no, no. I'm fine. It's like, let me, like, get high. You know what I mean? Like, let me get into my, let me get, feel it out. Let me feel my high. Like, let me feel out my high. But yeah, it was amazing.
But you can't live in a modern world without being inundated by global warming and these environmental problems of us poisoning ourselves. So surely it's a bit of a paradox, right? We wouldn't be at the point we are at if it weren't for ammonia synthesis. So you can't really play that game. But if something like as important as ammonia synthesis came along today, I think it could have been done differently. But it seems like a step we had to take through that sort of non-sustainable time.
Ammonia production has been steadily increasing ever since the first large-scale production by BASF, just over 100 years ago. Estimated production in 2017 was over 150 megatons, and capacity is estimated to be over 230 megatons. The largest producing countries are China, India, Russia, United States, Trinidad and Tobago, and Indonesia. Global production is expected to continue to grow 3 to 5% annually. Due to increasing fertilizer demand, energy consumption by ammonia production is the largest in the chemical industry. CO2 emissions are at least 2 times the production volume.
You start to realize, why am I even here? There's no point to even be on Earth. It's like, I swear, there's no reason to. The pressure is so revealing of how bad it is. Besides the physical withdrawals of shaking, you need to move every second because you're in so much pain. And rocking your body back and forth, while mentally, all this shit's going through your head and you're feeling like all this heat going through hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. Feeling like your legs are just gonna fucking, like you wanna cut them off because they just won't stop fucking moving. All of this. And your back is cracking and it feels literally like your skeletal system is about to fucking, it feels like someone's pulling it with a fucking rope inside and pulling out the pieces of your bone. I mean, it's staggering. It's just fucking staggering. It feels like daggers are getting stuck into you and getting pulled. It's by far the worst thing I ever been through in my entire life, hands down. Never been through anything I can even relate to. Being as close to as bad as detoxing. Nothing.
The explosive that you can make with ammonia, it's obvious. Even before 1900, there was talk of conflict.
the stock resource is the nitrates from South America. Not only are they going to be gone at some point, but also they're brought to Europe by sea. So some seafaring nation like England can cut off Germany from these resources. I think you have to look any further than that to see that ammonia solved. I mean, that's a massive socio-political impact right there. I keep having to return to that. I don't know, I still see that through a layman's eyes. That just seems too perfect, right? You think it's a miracle substance at this point that just nailed two of the biggest, most acute problems in Europe.
The first poison gas attack took place on April 22nd, 1915, on the Western Front in the Ypres sector of Belgium. Of the 7,000 casualties that day, more than 5,000 died. Haber was promoted to the rank of captain, returning in triumph from the front to their home in the Berlin suburb of Dahlem. He attended a party in his honor on May 2nd, and the night before he was due to go to the Eastern Front to supervise a gas attack. The couple quarreled. In the early hours of May 2nd, Clara Emmevar took her husband's pistol out to the garden and shot herself. Only their son, Herman, heard the shot and alerted his father. On the same day, Fritz traveled to the Eastern Front.
The moment before you OD, did you realize?
Yes.
The one time when I was on my cell phone and I woke up on myself. The other time I didn't, I was calling. Only one of them, only one. I shut up, and I was actually 6 months clean. I came off the methadone successfully, and I wanted to come off everything, and I really wanted to get off everything, and I was doing a great job. And I guess I wanted to get high, because, well, I wanted to. I was happy. I was doing good. I was happy. But I wanted to because, well, people get high because they're miserable, and that's usually when they want to get high. I had about 6 months clean, and people get high, like I was saying, because they're in great moods. And they feel like, oh, it would be great just to get high again. I haven't done it in a while. I'll just do it once, and then tomorrow, I'll go back to my meeting. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I've seen that time and time again. And that's usually when people have some time clean. And that's unfortunate when they overdose and die. And that's what happened to me.